Whistler.
Where?
Right over there. He's singing Dick, Dick, Sizzle, Sizzle, Sizzle.
Dick, Sizzle? But I don't see it.
A tufted titmouse.
Oh, I can't see that titmouse either.
Peter, Peter, Peter.
Peter, Peter, Peter. Sure, I suppose.
Oh, and over there, a beautiful savannah sparrow.
Well, that one's name isn't as exciting as the other ones. Where is it? What's it saying?
Slip, slip, slip it in easy.
Oh, hey, are you pulling my leg? I can't see any of your perverted birds.
Indeed, all this foliage does make it difficult, but perhaps you need better optics.
Well, what kind of binoculars are you using?
Oh, nothing too fancy. They're small and also function as opera glasses. In fact, I took these to a burlesque show I attended last evening.
Burlesque? What's burlesque?
Good question. Here, just let me look this up for you in my dictionary.
Shouldn't you be carrying a bird guide out here? Not a dictionary?
Ah, here we are. Burlesque. Imitation of people by distorting faults, vices, or pronounced characteristics for purposes of amusement rather than contempt or indignation.
Huh? What exactly did they do at this, burlesque show anyway?
Oh, you know, the usual half-naked chicks swinging on trapezes.
Oh, so you took your binoculars to a strip show? You really are a freak.
No.
A real loon!
No. It was a very classy and sophisticated performance. Oh, hear that? Hear that pounding? I wonder if what I've got here is a hairy or a downy woodpecker.
Well, maybe you have both. Did you ever think of that?
No, not possible. Sounds more like a hairy than a downy.
No, I bet you can even identify what kind of tree it's pounding on.
Well, I'm not so good at dendrology, but it does sound rather thin, not so woody. Maybe a smaller shrub, perhaps in the pussy willow family.
Oh, I can't believe you. Didn't you say you had a platonic interest in me?
Well,
and just wanted to show me a few of your feathered friends?
Well,
I'm scared you're going to pull a big bird out of your pants next.
Over there! A red-shafted flicker and a nuthatch crawling down the trunk. Red or white-breasted, I wonder.
Enough! I'd like to see at least one real bird, like a cardinal or something. You're probably not even a bird watcher, are you?
Well, I am.
What are you carrying around that dictionary for anyway, huh?
Well, you see, I do write poetry on the side.
Oh, really? Poetry? Yeah, I'd like to hear one of your poems.
Well, sure, if you would like, of course. But I'm warning you, I just recently started writing, so don't be too harsh. Here's one I scribbled down yesterday. I once heard a bird in Nantucket whose song was so sweet I could suck it. I shot out my load as it flushed like a toad, and that woodcock fell right in my bucket.
Unbelievable.
Well, thank you.
That is the worst poem I have ever heard.
What?
And what, you're a hunter now? I thought you liked looking at birds, not killing them.
Well, listen, I told you, I only recently decided I'd like to become a poet. I composed that tinderdoodle at the KFC right before I called you.
Well, that was kind of sweet of you to call and invite me to go bird watching.
Thank you.
You know, you cuckoo, you're kind of sweet. Even with your perverted bird fantasies.
Oh, listen to that one. Very curious. I can't concentrate. What is it?
I think I know that one.
Really?
Yeah, it's a warbling vireo.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds like, when I see you, I will seize you and I'll squeeze you till you squirt.
Really? What did you say?
I said, when I see you,
yes,
I will seize
yes
you, and I'll squeeze you till you squirt.
Oh, my God. I think you're right. A warbling vireo. Oh, where did you learn that? Oh, where did you learn that?
Birds, birds, birds.